Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to And the Update Is. I am your host, Paige MacDonald, and this is your weekly music industry update. Olivia Rodrigo has signed with Lighthouse 4 Management. Girl in Red has signed with Columbia Records. Sony Music Publishing has hired Walter Jones as Executive Vice President, Head of A&R. Scott Schreiber has joined UTA. Spotify made two more podcast-related acquisitions, buying Podsites and Chartable. Podsites is a podcast advertising measurement service, and Chartable is a podcast analytics platform. Jeremy Vernick has been promoted to President of A&R for Capital Music Group. AVEX USA has struck a partnership with Sony Music Publishing to provide worldwide administration services to AVEX USA's catalog and roster of songwriters and producers. Jared J. Brown has been named Vice President A&R at Island Records. Riptide Music Group CEO Keatley Hodelman is exiting to launch DeQuincy, which claims to be the world's first Web3 music synchronization licensing marketplace. Encore, which is an interactive live performance platform co-founded by Kid Cudi, has launched the Encore Studio app. Sharon Timmer has been promoted to Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing at Island Records. Aerosmith has inked a deal with Universal Music Group's Epic Rights as the band's global brand management agency in advance of their 50th anniversary celebrations and live appearances. Snapchat and Ticketmaster have partnered on a live music discovery platform. The Russia-based owner of two stream-ripping sites has been ordered to pay record labels $82.9 million in damages. Songwriter Jordan Reynolds has launched Hit Ranch, which is a new Nashville-based firm designed to broker the sale of songwriters' catalogs. Warner Music Group has announced the launch of its Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Institute. Universal Music Group has named Curio as the dedicated global outlet for future officially licensed NFT projects from the major record labels, operating companies, and recording artists worldwide. BMG has acquired music interests of blues icon John Lee Hooker. A big thank you to Haley Evans of Mega House for gathering today's news. Now stay tuned on And the Writer Is Socials for some exciting upcoming announcements.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.